Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
What? We're just signing contracts and just not letting it be known to anybody? I mean, I guess.
So this is a year old. Because when Michael told us that he signed the extension, I think we all assumed that it was like in the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, we thought it was in the last couple of weeks.
And that the news was not that old. Nay, it's 365 days old.
Good golly. We ask a man who has been in locker rooms and clubhouses before. We go to the fan hotline. We bring in our buddy Brian Anderson on this one. B.A. Stephen Vogt just apparently signed a contract last year and then just didn't tell anybody. What?
That's cool, I guess. I mean, it didn't seem to bother him or bother the organization. And here's the thing, though. He's done such a tremendous job there that you knew that he was going to be locked up long term. Now, the fact that they were able to keep that under wraps for a full year, impressive on both ends. But yeah, I could see how you'd get a kick out of that.
I'm just flabbergasted by it because, dude, this doesn't happen. Typically, these guys get hired and or sign contract extensions, and their agents are like parading around like town criers, making everybody know how good I am. Like Jimmy Sexton would never let this go under the hood.
No. Well, here's the thing that tells you a lot about Stephen Vogt, doesn't it? You know, he's like, I'm going to show you how good I am by the job that I do at the end of the dugout. And he has done an unbelievable job in his short time there in Cleveland. So it's no surprise that they would lock him up long term. And it's actually no surprise in knowing, you know, because remember, Stephen Vogt, you know, he was a Ray. So, you know, I was broadcasting when he was a player. And you know him as a person, and it doesn't surprise you that he's not out there parading around saying, hey, everybody, look at me and look what I got and look what I deserve. That doesn't fit his character. So it's not a surprise at all.
All right, Brian, let me sneak in a Guardians question before we get to the Browns. Colin Holderman. No, I'm kidding. What else do you think the Guardians can do and will do this offseason? They have about $30-ish million to sign people with.
Well, that's good that they've got money to be able to go out and try to sign you. The first thing that I think of with Cleveland is a bat. But those are so expensive and they're so difficult to come by unless you're able to make a trade because you've got a deep farm system. So going out and signing a Kyle Tucker, a Kyle Schwarber, a Pete Alonso, it's going to probably be out of their pay range. I mean, that's just that's the simple fact of the matter. So, you know, I don't know what they end up doing with that money. I also have to be very honest with you. Since the end of the season, I have kind of let baseball drift into the background. Now, the winter meetings have piqued my interest once again. But I gotta be honest with you. I have not broken down the needs of the Guardians, but I do know that like every team that seems to be in their type of position, and Tampa Bay would certainly qualify, they are always on the lookout for an impact bat. The problem is they're so expensive that a lot of times these particular players are just priced out of what Cleveland and what Tampa Bay, what their, you know, what their budget would allow for. So I don't know. I know that that's what one of the things they would love to add. I don't know if $30 million total is going to be enough to do that, unless you're talking about $30 million for the next 5 or 6 years. And I don't know if they'd be willing to do that. I don't know if any team in the financial situation of Cleveland and or Tampa Bay would be willing to do that.
The best friend of the show, Brian Anderson, joining us on the Fan Hotline, former Indians pitcher, current Rays color analyst. Well, now you're going to be seeing a whole bunch of Pete Alonso. What'd you make of that signing by the O's? That kind of shocked me.
Well, you know what? It didn't shock me because I know that Baltimore wanted to make a splash. They had a very poor season. You know, obviously Brandon Hyde got fired, you know, a couple of months into the season because they got off to such a slow start. And this was a team that, you know, a lot of high expectations. And I think even being within the division and watching them up close, that their core young group, you were thinking this team is going to be around and they're going to be relevant for quite a while. And they were not relevant at all last year. And obviously it cost Brandon Hyde his job. And so you knew coming into this offseason that Mike Elias was going to try to make an impact. They went after Kyle Schwarber, and I don't necessarily think that they may have been outbid by Philadelphia, but he was obviously more comfortable there. And so he re-signs with Philadelphia. So now they go after the next guy, and that's Pete Alonso. The thing that makes it interesting for me is if you remember a couple of seasons ago, the left field wall in Baltimore, they moved way back, which was the first time that we walked into that stadium and I walked up into the broadcast booth and looked out at left field and realized how far they had pushed that back. It almost looked like a joke, like this can't be real. This looks like the Rock and Jock softball field on MTV. You expect a cow to be out in center field and a cutout of something. I mean, it really looked that weird. Now, they did bring it in last year a little bit, but it's still significantly bigger than it has ever been in the history of Camden Yards. And now you bring in a right-handed bat, Pete Alonso. Power. Most of his power. He's got the kind of power foul pole to foul pole. I get it. But for right-handed hitters, a lot of power is to the pole side. And he's dealing with a much bigger left field than he was in New York and at any other time in Baltimore. So that's what made it a little bit interesting for me. But they wanted an impact bat. They didn't get Schwarber, and they were able to get Alonso. And I don't think that they're done. I think that they're going to try to do a little bit more to try to stay relevant once again in the American League East, which is strengthening. You know, the Tampa Bay – you know, had a poor season last year, but they're always a team that is going to be looking to get into the playoff hunt. Toronto fell just short of being world champions. You know, the Yankees are going to be there. Boston is a very good team. So to play catch up, Baltimore's trying to make an impact, and that's what they did.
They need pitching so bad. I worked in that organization. Yeah. Nobody coming. Like,
well, and that has been the issue. They just have not been able to get that part of it right. I mean, they've had the ability to score runs, you know, even when Buck Showalter was there and they were a playoff team. But yeah, the pitching, the development of the pitching is what just, it has not been there like you would want it to be. Even right down to Grayson Rodriguez. You know, here was a kid that you thought that he was the sure next, big thing, and certainly all the talent in the world, but having a hard time staying on the field.
All right, any O's Talk podcasts that are out there, the three of us are available at any given time if you want to talk Orioles baseball. Let's go to
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Hey, hit me up.
Let's go to another Orange team. You sat there, yeah. You watched Shedeur Sanders play, BA. Yeah. You watched him against the Titans.
Yeah.
What'd you think, and how far in are you?
I am by no stretch all in, but I was very impressed, especially with being down two scores late and being able to maintain his composure and lead the team on two touchdown drives. So I was absolutely impressed, and I think that's obviously a great sign. Now let's see. You know, he was named the starter for the rest of the season, and he's got four pretty good defenses coming up, including the Chicago Bears. Now I don't know if the weather is going to cooperate. It looks like it's going to be freezing cold with some whipping winds. So I don't know how much of the pass game is going to be leaned on up there. But this is a secondary. I think they lead the NFL in the interceptions with 18, I believe. And it's a defense that prides itself on takeaways. And what are you thinking about when you have a rookie quarterback making his fourth start? We're going to force him into some bad throws, and we're going to take the ball away. So if he can go up there and play a clean game against that defense, you start to move a little bit further in, and you start to say, could potentially he be the guy? I don't think you can do that three or four starts into a young quarterback's career, especially a fifth rounder, but certainly it's trending in the right direction, and it was a lot of fun to watch last weekend. One thing I will tell you about that game, and I know it's analytics driven, and I know that Kevin Stefanski and the Browns organization are all about the analytics, but I cannot stand the score the touchdown to get within eight and go for two there. Kick the extra point, keep hope alive. I don't know. I mean, I know that there are arguments on both sides, but when that happened, they didn't get it. And now all of a sudden they get the ball back. They drive down. Now they got to score that touchdown and they have to get the 2 point. And then they ran out that play, which I thought was pretty interesting.
Good way to put it. That's the nicest way we could put it.
It didn't look like, really, when you see plays and sometimes they don't work and it's a trick play and, you have this young quarterback whose confidence is blooming, blossoming, what he did those last two drives and maybe it was punishment because he fumbled the snap on the prior, 2-point conversion and they didn't trust him in that situation. However, did that play not look like it had never been practiced?
It looked like
a play that never had been practiced. Like they drew it up on the sideline.
It looked like somebody else besides Gage Larvinan was supposed to get that ball. Like it makes me wonder if that was supposed to be Malachi Corley, and it would have made more sense because of the amount that he's been running the reverses. And they looked at Gage and went, "All right, buddy, hop in there. You've got this." And he went, "Yeah, I do."
You're proving my point. When you watch a play and you don't understand who was supposed to be targeted, where the ball was supposed to go, who was supposed to touch it. When you don't know any of those things, it looks like a play that's never been practiced before. Because sometimes those plays blow up and you're like, oh, I see what they were trying to do. It just didn't work out. You couldn't tell what they were trying to do on that play. Makes it all the more baffling.
Brian, how would you feel at the end of the year if the Browns finish 3-14, but Myles Garrett gets the sack record?
Well, that's probably what's going to happen, right?
Yeah.
Listen, it is what it is. And they could very easily. There are two reasons why you tune in right now. You see Miles and you see him going after the quarterback and you want to see him get that record. And you tune in to see if Shador is going to continue to grow and if he's going to get to the end of the season and have you thinking, hey, he could be the guy. He could be the guy. That's why you're watching. That's the only reason why you're watching. And, yeah, you'd love for him to win. I'd love to have a victory Monday. Listen,
I wear my Browns stuff to the gym every Monday after a Browns win. Well, guess what? That's about once a month. Once a month. I would love to be able to wear that stuff. I got cool Browns gear. And the last time I wore it, I had more comments made about me wearing Browns gear than anything else that I ever wear to this gym. People were like, oh, wow, that's good. You know, and I'm like, well, we don't get to wear it very often. That's why you don't see me in it. So I'd like to do that a couple of more times. But at the end of the day, you're tuning in to watch Shador and his growth, hopefully, and you're tuning in to see if Miles can get that record.
B.A., you're the legend. Thank you, buddy. Appreciate your time.
Hey. Anytime. Enjoy the weekend. Enjoy the cold in Chicago, or at least watching it, and we'll touch base next week.
Yeah, absolutely. Definitely. Enjoy the fact that you won't be sitting in that, because good golly, that sounds so miserable.
Oh, dude, miserable. Listen, cold is one thing. Cold and wind. No. Sorry. Cuts right through you.
Yeah.
No thanks.
It hurts.
No thanks.
All right. Talk during the game, B.A. You're the man.
Yeah, for sure. Take care.
He is Brian Anderson. He is the best friend of the show. We love talking to him about all sorts of things. Folks, what do you think of Stephen Vogt quietly signing a multi-year contract extension last offseason and the Guardians and Stephen Vogt himself somehow keeping this under wraps? It baffles me to no end, but at the same point, I'm sadly not totally surprised. Dan Manigan, Anthony Lane, 92 The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.